True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Joe Shasky. We're just talking about Jimmy Butler and his connectivity to the fan base, himself ingratiating himself to this fan base the last 2 months. They've done a lot of winning, but we were just asking the question, how do you feel as a Warriors fan when I say Jimmy Butler? Is like, are you happy with his production? Are you kind of indifferent? Are you kind of like, I could have learned some more? So we're just kind of taking the temperature, if you will, as the temperature, I guess, was not great for you this morning as you were taking your lukewarm shower and you were very disgruntled.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than taking a shower. I'm sorry, like all these like cold shower people.
It's good for you. I'm just telling you, the cold showers
are
good.
But I hate it. So I want a nice warm
AI
shower.
AI is telling me rinsing hair with cold water can offer benefits like sealing moisture, promoting shine, okay, and reducing frizz.
Yeah, what happens when AI gets in the shower?
Well, I'm just
shorts out.
Well, that's, I don't know what you're doing. Are you bringing it? What?
Lovin, you are just.
Say, let's just not take AI's takes on showers. It's a robot.
You know they have waterproof stuff now, like with electronics. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, is AI made
AI is everywhere.
Yet?
It's in the water now. I just want you to know that. And lukewarm water is also good for shampooing for your hair and scalp. I know you're big on your hair and scalp. Lukewarm, use the shampoo, you'll be good.
Shampoo, conditioner, and then afterwards, a little Rogaine, you know, just trying to keep the flow going.
Not mad at that.
I mean, you know, think about connecting, right?
Like, not for hims, for Shasky.
I've heard from a couple different of my buddies. They're like, dude, I'm loving the new Jimmy Butler Warriors.
Okay.
But I'm still like, on Jimmy himself. Not that they don't like him. They're just like, they're afraid to fully embrace him, you know?
Is it because his game, like when he affects it, it doesn't show up in the box score? Is that what it is? Have we become a box score society where we're just looking at stats, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, the fantasy football aspect of everything, if you will, fantasy basketball? It's like, if you're not hitting a home run, if you're not scoring touchdowns, if you're not averaging 20 plus points a game, we don't really care. Is that where we're at in a society? Is that like, a larger question, but I feel like that matters when it comes to connectivity sometimes.
Well, there's levels. There's all these different like levels to it. Like, for example, I think LaMelo is a great example. For whatever reason, the kids connect to him hard. He don't win anything. I think he's in terms of playing winning basketball, I think he's a terrible leader. But he fills up the box score and he has highlights.
He has the highlights.
Thank you, Guru.
But the highlights, and he has these weird step back one-legged threes.
Yes. Right? And I think we need to add that to the connectivity.
Swagger,
coolness factor.
And he's got a name. Let's be honest. Ball has a name. There is some name recognition there, and it's polarizing. And you love LaVar Ball or you hate him. Lonzo Ball, same way, who's actually Lonzo Ball, if you hear him talk, like it's like that guy speaks. Like, no, his dad does all the talking, and then LaMelo's very flamboyant. He wears all the different accessories, got tattoos everywhere. LiAngelo, he's a rapper. You know his song. So there's name, again, you laugh. There's name recognition.
So like, I'm watching, you know, just the Warriors and how things are playing out, and I'm like, I wonder if fans are connecting with them. Mm. And if they are, why? And if they aren't, or they're kind of hesitant, I wonder what that reasoning could be. And then I started thinking about who does connect and who doesn't connect. Last night I got a text message, okay? It was from my buddy Pat Rabbit, and he was on the field, and his kid and a bunch of other boys on the baseball team went to the Giants game. They were playing the Reds. They got onto the field. Well, his son is wearing a Cincinnati Reds Ellie De La Cruz shirt. Why? Because Ellie De La Cruz is cool, and there's a swagness, and there's a style of play
that is
flamboyant. And his son and a lot of young kids really gravitate toward Ellie De La Cruz. If I just say Ellie, they all know exactly who that is.
And keep it a buck, the last name's pretty cool too. Like, if you have a cool last name, like, it hits harder than Williams or Johnson or Smith. Like, shout out to the Guru Johnson, no shade, but De La Cruz, it rolls off the tongue. It's pretty cool.
But wouldn't you agree, when you see him step into the batter's box, you're like, oh, this doesn't look like anything I'm accustomed to, and the aura is off the charts.
The aura, again, that's the word, aura, not swag, not anything. That's what the kids, it used to be Riz for a couple years ago, the charisma. We've gone from Riz to aura now, and that's the aura factor in all this. Is there an aura around Jimmy Butler right now at the Warriors? I don't know. There's an aura around the team, and Stephen Curry's the face of said team.
Yes.
But I don't know if there's this aura. Like, I think we just got to push away, and it sounds like I'm, you know, like, setting expectations here. I'm not. But maybe we all just got to push the playoff Jimmy image that we have in our minds away. That's Miami. This is Golden State, and I think what we've seen from Jimmy Butler, we're going to have to expect going forward.
Didn't
this
we for
is
a
the
long
Jimmy.
Time, didn't we for a long time clutch, and I'm not saying that he wasn't good outside of this, but didn't we clutch the Game 6 Clay? And
we
bottled that up, and we brought up Game 6 Clay like it was a tangible thing forever. And maybe to a degree it was somewhat of a tangible thing. I would say that obviously Prime Clay is different than where Jimmy's at in his career.
Correct.
Right now.
The age, like, that's why I'm, you know, throwing that out there right now, but pushing that playoff Jimmy from Miami aside, because Jimmy's 35 years old. Like, this notion that he could revert back into that player that he was in Miami a couple years ago on a championship run, like, I don't know if that's there anymore. And nor does it need to be at this point. Let me make that very clear. You have Stephen Curry on your team. You have Draymond Green on your team.
What about
you don't
a guy
need to
that
be
you haven't
that
referenced?
Guy all the time.
What about the guy you haven't referenced? Well, I feel like this fan base connects to this guy, and we never bring his name up. Kevon Looney.
Interesting.
We love him.
We love Kevon. Why do we love Kevon Looney? He's there. He's the availability.
His backstory.
He has a big smile.
He missed a full year before he even played because of the hip injury. He's old, reliable, which we talk about, like the reliability. It's not really the style of play. No. It's really not, like his personality is more aw shucks.
But I will say, not the style of play, but he's had moments going up against Sabonis in the playoffs. Point. He's had moments. Whether you go back to that Rockets series, he was huge. The switching factor of Kevon Looney being able to switch in all these different players was a massive, massive plus for them.
But doesn't he seem genuine and humble? And I think that there's an authenticity to Looney that people appreciate. What were you
but there's another piece of it too, which is he's completely undersized for his position. I think people really relate to, like, he's the David and Goliath, you know, like,
similar to Brock and Draymond,
100%,
and Timmy. They don't fit the bill physically of what you expect that position to be,
but he makes it work, and he's a 3-time champion.
That's a really good call.
Well, and I think for me, and it might be under the radar, when the whole Jordan Poole Draymond Green thing happened, Looney was one of the more outspoken guys. Like, yeah, Draymond's low key got to earn our respect back too. Like, he was one of the ones that was outspoken throughout that entire thing. And I looked at him and was like, wow, okay. Kevon is one of the leaders of that squad. And shouts to Eddie Johnson, who, again, joined us last hour. If you missed any of that interview, great stuff. Eddie Johnson, Phoenix Suns analyst, former Sixth Man of the Year, SiriusXM Radio. Eddie Johnson joined us on the River Islands guest line. Find that entire interview on YouTube, which we are streaming on right now. You can see Joe Shasky's beautiful hat in his vest in San Francisco City. You can see the Sequoia National Park shirt that I'm wearing. Shout out to National Parks. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So we're talking connectivity with players. Kevon Looney is a great one. And what makes you connect to a player? 888-957-9570. We're playing a little game. We could pick it up, Joe. Just
I've got a bunch of names in a hat. Yeah. A bunch of names in a hat. And if you want to call in, 888-957-9570, I'll pull a couple names out and you tell me if you connect to those players or not. And if not, why? And if so, why? Like, I find this fascinating. Like, I got a little guy now and it's like, okay, what jersey am I going to get him? I'm very selective on, like, the jersey I'm going to get him. And right. I think a lot of this, do you connect to someone, is also the same algorithm of, would I buy your jersey for my kid?
Right.
You know, like, no, look, there's going to be a time where my kid's going to want a jersey of a player that I despise. I'm going to end up having to pull the trigger on that no matter what. Now, if he becomes a LaMelo fan, I'm going to lose my mind.
Dad, can we get a Luka Doncic jersey?
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, if my son came to me and asked for a Laker jersey, I clearly didn't do something
well,
proper.
Well, by that point, Luka might be a Warrior, so who knows? There you go. Right? That would be okay then, right? No, you'll still hate the guy. His face right now, just the notion of Luka being a Warrior.
Well, it's just like, that's never going to happen, so like, don't cancel.
Did you see the meme on the internet?
Did you envision Luka being a Laker 3 months ago?
No.
No, you didn't.
But everyone goes to the Lakers because of the conspiracy theory. Oh. But I don't know if you saw it. Shane Gillis was photoshopped.
Who's Shane Gillis?
The comedian. Everyone knows him now. He's the fat comedian who's funny. He's funny.
It's big bone. He's not that fat. Come on. But it's him in a
Laker uniform wearing the Doncic numbers, and it says, Luka every time he plays the Warriors. Shane Gillis with this exhausted look on his face. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay, not bad. I am a fan of Shane Gillis. He is one of the good guys.
But wouldn't you agree that, look, I think the Lakers are a great example. LeBron doesn't necessarily connect to all Laker fans.
Well,
he's one of the most popular players ever.
That's a unique one. And again, I think fan base matters. Like, you could be a free agent or via a trade, like, and you can ingratiate yourself very quickly. If what? You win. Those organizations, you have to win immediately. Some organizations, you got to be homegrown and it matters more. I think Warriors are still one of those organizations where being a homegrown guy is always going to matter more. We're going to hold on to the Kevon Looney's of the world, the Klay Thompson's of the world, Draymond Green, Stephen Curry. Those players, I always like to use this cliche, SEC. It just means more. It kind of does, right?
No, it does.
It does for certain organizations. But for the Lakers, and maybe I should check myself here because, you know, Magic and Kobe, I think you'd agree with this. They meet, like, those are the two greatest Lakers ever. Kareem had another career prior to the Lakers. He was a Milwaukee Buck. Not saying Kareem isn't an all-time Laker. He's probably in that top five.
Sure.
But I think Kobe being a Laker through and through, Magic, same thing. It's different than Shaq,
Kareem, Wilt. So like, fan base matters.
No
yes.
doubt. Like, I think about Will Clark and Kevin Mitchell in the late 80s.
Yeah.
I was a Kevin Mitchell guy. Not that I didn't love Will Clark, but I loved Kevin Mitchell. He played for the Padres and Mets before becoming the Giant.
Right.
And then they traded him away, and he went to the Seattle Mariners, and he bounced around. So he doesn't resonate with a lot of the fan base the way he does with me. And again, that was through 8-year-old Joe Shasky.
Exactly.
9-year-old Joe Shasky, who was seeing it through a certain prism, you know? And I think that Jack Clark or Will Clark and guys like that, they hit certain age groups differently. So I'm going to pull a name out right now.
Oh.
And I'm going to ask, Sam's one of the biggest Giants fans I know.
Okay.
Carter, big Giants fan. You know the Bay better than anybody, yep. Joe. Robbie Thompson. If I just say the name Robbie Thompson, does that connect to anyone in the room?
Crickets.
See, Robbie Thompson to a guy in his 40s, that's my second baseman. You know what I mean? Like, I have nothing
mind,
but smiles.
Mind you, we were all born in like 1993. So
but that's my point. That's kind of my point. Like, Sam loves Brandon Belt. You talk to a guy in his 40s, they don't like Brandon Belt.
Yeah. Well, we had a name yesterday, which I thought was interesting. Matt Cain. That was very interesting to me. You didn't resonate as much with Matt Cain.
I like Matt Cain, but Tim Lincecum and Matt Cain, there's a Grand Canyon divide for me in terms of connectivity and love and legendary status. Cain was awesome, but I'm sorry, Lincecum's like a franchise-changing player.
I think it goes back to that word, swagger. I wouldn't use that again. Matt Cain, if you're listening, I love you. You're an all-time San Francisco Giant. No one's ever going to take that away from you. You had huge moments, champion, all of that. I would not use the word swagger with you. For Tim Lincecum, big swag.
So
factor.
Look at Logan Webb right now. Logan Webb doesn't hit hard the way that he should. He's a really good player. Matt Cain was a really good player. They don't hit the same way. They just don't. Like,
I would argue that Matt Cain hits because he created a piece of absolute history in that ballpark with the perfect game.
No doubt. And he also had a World Series record of scoreless innings in a row that was prolific. But if I had Timmy and Matt Cain get introduced at Oracle Park today, who's getting the bigger pop?
Oh, Tim Lincecum.
And that's not a knock on Matt Cain. He had a fantastic career.
Part of that, too, is because Timmy he's very private in his personal life, obviously. And, and we don't see him as much. And there is a factor of, man, we don't see this guy. Like, similar to, you brought up Jeff Kent, and that was interesting. And G-Man, he said he was an A's fan. But, like, Jeff Kent is an interesting one. MVP, surly.
I love Jeff
went
Kent.
Went at it with Bonds. But, like, the guy was a winner.
That's so
ultimately,
good.
He was a winner. But he was a red ass. He was kind of a prick. Like, let's be honest. Like, that, like, and that resonated to the fan base. But some fans, like me, I kind of like that a little bit. I kind of like the bad boys. Yeah. I like that sort of stuff. Like the Jose Canseco's of the world. It's like, okay, kind of like different player, but kind of a red ass. And like, I like that stuff.
So let's pull some more names out of the hat. Here's one for everybody in the room. Baron Davis.
Oh, swag. Cool.
I think there was a point in time, Baron was one of the most beloved Warriors over a 30-year period, and that includes Mully. That's how high people thought of him when he first got here.
And he had a look. Like, I'll go first and foremost. Like, the guy had the beard. He's had cool. the headband, the bubble gum. Like, I wanted to be Baron Davis.
The bubble
Davis.
Belly.
So, right, well, hey, it's all right. You and the fat shaming here, all right? It's okay.
Well, he was a thick boy.
Hey. We all sizes, all right? We like all sizes here on the Morning Roast, okay?
If skinny, I was going large. My all-thick squad,
all thick boy?
It's Pablo, it's Baron Davis. Like, we would have a team.
Okay.
But, like, Baron Davis was a mid-season trade, played for the Hornets or whatever they were called before. They were the New Orleans team. And then he came to the Warriors, and it was like he changed the whole
franchise. It was the Hornets then. Yeah, New Orleans Hornets.
And Jay Rich was a very beloved Warrior. Very beloved Warrior. And almost instantly, Baron was the bigger profile player.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.